Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Inside Hour. It's Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, and it is now 9 o'clock Pacific time. We bring you the Inside Hour every week. It's been a very amazing week on my end. I hope it's been a good week on your end, and I hope that you will have the opportunity to catch up with what's going on with Live H2O by going online sometime this week to live h2o.org. We've got a lot of new instructions online for the Concert for the Living Water that's coming up. Very exciting. And so I want to invite your participation in making history with us on Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, coming up June 19th to the 21st, 2009, at venues all around the world. If you're blessed enough, like I am, you'll be at one of them. And so go online to www.liveh2o.org, and you will find an amazing bit of information there that will be uplifting, spiritually inspiring, and very compelling to what's taking place in the world, in the good news, that is. You know, before we get to the good news tonight, let me just share a little bit about what this week's activities have been like for me. And, of course, before we do that, let me tell you who's sponsoring the Inside Hour. I want to give thanks to not only our creator, as we always open the show to do that, but also I want to give thanks to the folks at HealthyWorldStore.com who have been supporting us. And I'll tell you, it's been an amazing, very challenging week for those people who work their tails off to bring you some of the finest products in the whole world to keep you healthy and literally blessed. So I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com, and I want to thank all you folks who have been so kind and generous in purchasing the books, the tapes, the DVDs, the CDs that have kept us and our ministry going all these years. And particularly, thank you for this past week. It has been an extraordinary week. The issues of flu, avian, and swine flu, the combinations, I mentioned it last week on the Inside Hour. It has been a follow-up week for me. I've been doing a lot of radio interviews, and it's very interesting, the feedback that I'm getting internationally. I'll tell you more about that in a couple minutes. I want to thank BBSRadio.com for bringing you the Inside Hour. Don, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, of course, Seth in engineering. Thank you, Seth, for working with us every week and see if we can handle all the technical issues. Yes, you are welcome to call in tonight, and I hope with the technical challenges that we've been facing that I will be able to hear your call tonight and be able to take your questions. I'll give you that toll-free number in a little while. I want to also thank all the people who have been working so diligently on Live H2O. It's really coming together, folks. Concert for the Living Water is an amazing thing to watch unfold. I've watched it unfold from nothing into everything, and I knew it was going to be that way. I knew because I have full faith and trust and confidence in our magnificent Creator. Absolutely astonishing the way our Creator works in ways that we can't even imagine. And all we have to do is plant a little seed with a lot of faith and trust and watch it move mountains. And that's what I've watched. And so this week I have fabulous news to report with regard to Concert for the Living Water. Venues all around the world are taking shape right now. People who have the, you know, the inspiration in their hearts to make music to bring praise and glory and honor the living water, which is so important, not just in our bodies, but for all the bodies all over the world, not just the water bodies, but the in a figurative sense, but or in a little literal sense, but the figurative sense, the bodies of all the animals, the plants, the botanical world, all of ecological stability rests with water. And if you've heard me talk on this channel before, if you've heard the presentations I've given, such as Walk on Water, the DVD, such as the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration DVD, or if you've just gone on the internet, you can just literally just go right now for free on the internet, do a search in YouTube or Google Video, and you'll find some wonderful selections that deal with this fabulous, this subject of water, water science, water chemistry, how it is that it works, the miracles that it does. It is the living God. It is the part of the living God. It is part of the superconductive creative juice that inspires and uplifts and literally brings us messages of hope and inspiration. So I want to thank all of the folks who have been working so diligently to bring live H2O to venues around the world, especially Nadia Sommer, who we've had on this program this week. I've heard quite a bit from Nadia in Los Angeles and in Long Beach. The venue in Long Beach is going to be huge. It's really coming along beautifully, and I would highly encourage you, anyone who's out there is listening that would like to participate, even if you're not near any place that the venues are currently posted, on liveh2o.org under the contacts page section. Even if you're not near anyone, you can participate. You'll participate via the internet. You'll participate even in your own community. There's probably bodies of water, lakes, rivers, and streams, and or oceans right near you. And it would be a great blessing and service to humanity for your participation in this holy ceremony in which we're going to marry humanity's heart. Literally, our hearts are going to marry the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, to produce the universal healer, love. And so this is what we're about, and that's what Live H2O is really evolving to become, this magnificent history-making event that fulfills Bible prophecy, Revelation 14:1, particularly the singing of a new song by 144,000. We're planning to host 144,000 people alone just on the internet in a temple, online virtual temple that Jonathan Goldman, one of the world's leading sound healing experts, has already contributed. And you can go there right now online at liveh2o.org. Click on the temple. It'll open up this beautiful temple. You'll have three selections of where you want to go in the temple. The middle room is the A-H, such as the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahovah, the Yah room. And that room has people right now in there chanting and praying with prayerful chants to restore health and harmony versus insanity to this planet. So the concept that we're going to be joining each other online and over the internet in interactive media for the first time in history. We're going to be making use of technology that, for example, right now I'm broadcasting to you, not just on bbsradio.com, but if you go to www.love528tv.com, that's L-O-V-E, 528tv.com or .net, you'll come to Dr. Leonard Horowitz's personal television broadcasting station right now, live on the internet. So this concept of being able to bring new technology to bear so that we can communicate and commune with each other. Yes, it's technology at its finest, but it's also this wonderful blessing, this spiritual uplifting that we have in our hearts to do, because there's so many problems with this planet that somebody's got to do something about it. And you know, I'm not the only one. Thank you so much for joining us as an extended family in bringing sanity to extinguish the lunacy once and for all on this planet, so that we can all have what we want and what we've envisioned, and in our hearts feel a calling to produce 1,000 years of world peace, harmony, so that we can literally have this lion lie down with the lamb and administer peace on earth. So, lasting peace, world health, produced naturally, not chemically, not pharmaceutically, not through vaccination intoxication, but through literally the most advanced understandings of who we are as bio-spiritual, bio-energetic beings, that we would match our therapies and even our technologies to our own innate internal divinity, because your body is made of 80%. The liquid crystal superconductor that the book of Genesis tells you was there in the beginning when the Creator became. There was the water, there was the Creator at the same time. And so this concept that within you right now, which is exactly what Yeshua, what Jesus said. Yeshua is what I call Yeshua because that's his real name. And what he said is that I am the living water. He also prophesied that you will do more than what I have done. That's a quote from the Messiah. So that Messiah who walked on water, who was a devout Jew who studied Mosaic law and was the most learned scholar among all the rabbis. You know what he said, that Moses' name also decrees that saving by the water is the same thing as saving by the Creator. Because if you study your Bible, Genesis 1 through 6 particularly, you'll definitely see, if you do your homework, that in the beginning there was the Creator, the water, and that means that the water is part of the triune God. And that means that inside your body, 80% of the composition of your Holy Spirit-filled temple is this liquid crystal superconductor of divine frequency resonance. And we even have advanced our knowledge now to understand that the resonance is literally the perfect circle of sound, only 9 core creative frequencies to the universe. And you and I can celebrate together this understanding, the truth, the greatest secreted truths that have the capacity to emancipate us completely, includes this concept that you are the music. You are the water. You are the word. That's how you are formed, and that's how you're right now manifesting in this quantum field that the physicists look at and study, and that the Bible and the religious scholars call the kingdom of heaven. That's what this is. It's a matrix. It's a mathematical, musical matrix of divinity available right here, right now, to bless you and humanity optimally. Yeah, you don't want to take any less than optimal, loving frequency resonance, divine harmony. That's where we come from, and that's where we're going. So we're going home. You've heard, home is where the heart is. Well, guess what? At the center, the heart and soul of this matrix is 528 hertz frequency. You know, I've got a little T-shirt on here I'm wearing. I'll stand up so you can see it a little bit here. See this little T-shirt right here? It's got a perfect circle of sound in it. That's because we're coming out with understanding this, understanding in the technologies, even the T-shirts, the fashion designs. We've got 528 fashions being pumped out right now. Because the reality is there's nothing greater to herald than the glory and power of our Creator and the creative technology. So there's 9 core creative frequencies that the perfect circle of sound deal with. And so study that. Find out what that's all about. Why do I say that? Why do I say study it? Because it's the same thing that Yeshua the Messiah said. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else shall come to you. So if I'm saying to you that the kingdom of heaven in the religious world is studied by the physicists in the quantum world, and it's composed of 9 core creative frequencies of sound, resonance, energy, that in fact all of the electrons throughout the entire universe, all of the energy throughout the entire universe is simply spinning based on that mathematics and that matrix. That's why there's consistencies all throughout history of the sacred geometry. That's why you look at the U.S. dollar bill, it's got what on it? A pyramid. What's that doing there? Well, it's beyond a symbol for the Illuminati, beyond a symbol for the global industrialists that want to incarcerate, enslave you, and poison you every way possible. You know, it goes back to biblical days where there was a group of people that the Creator didn't want to have around. Same Creator that created you said, you know, Got to get rid of those folks. And so they're in the process now of being terminated, not by even the Creator's reliance on humanity. We can't do it. It's all being administered through this musical, mathematical, spiritual matrix. And the spirit is now forthcoming so strong that this whole concept of there being a spiritual renaissance taking place. And, you know, it's not just, I'm telling you, I'm hanging out with the most wonderful people on the planet right now, the most brilliant geniuses in all fields, mathematics, physics, advanced healing sciences, sound, therapeutics, hands-on prayer, healing, all of these experts who have been drawn to Concert for the Living Water and drawn to support and further evaluate and advance the research that we've been doing over the past several years with the healing codes, that all of this is leading us into the spiritual renaissance. And we've decided we're not in the end times. You know, I know a lot of people are saying that that's where we're at. And, you know, if you hang out even in that orientation, and yes, indeed, you know, the prophecies are accurate. Right now, I believe that when we sing, Revelation I shared a couple weeks ago on this channel, was look at the beast being ousted from the water. Look at the beast coming out in Revelation 13. The whole chapter is about getting rid of the beast that's in the water. Well, so it tells you in Revelation 13, 5 to count 42 months. 42 months. Well, that's interesting. Where would you start counting from? Somebody, a beloved brother in Toronto, said, you know, I, just for the fun of it, just started to count backwards from December 21st, 2012. That's the day the Mayan calendar ends. Counted backwards from that 42 months and landed precisely on June 21st, 2009, which is what Reverend Roxy Hampton and our sisters in Hawaii had chosen to host this event on that day. June 21st, 2009 is the day that we get together, like I'm sharing with you, in sincere, earnest prayer for a massive healing on this planet, literally giving praise and glory to the living God in the water. So that this is the featured service that's being rendered on Sunday, June 21st, that if you count 42 months thereafter, you will come to the end of the Mayan calendar, which is the beginning of question mark. In my humble opinion, it's the beginning of 1,000 years of world peace. But if you read chapter 13 of Revelation, there's a lot of people that are going to be in, you know, deep despair. There's a lot of problems that are going to unfold. And if you've been staying tuned to the news, you can get a sense about what this is all about. You know, if you're bright and you've been studying like I have, you know clearly that anytime you've had major global economic crashes, it has been fuel for war. It has been fuel for world war. And this past week, what we've been dealing with is this flu that Reuters and officials from Centers for Disease Control initially diagnosed as a recombinant of avian flu, swine flu, and Spanish flu, the most feared flu viruses ever in history of humanity. Well, gee whiz, you know, what propaganda, what bogus nonsense, and the reality is that if there was a virus there at all, they put it there. And what they have loosed in Mexico and now spreads around the world is the same things that they've been playing with in their labs against all of the common sense individuals and counsel that they've received not to dig up these things from Spanish flu corpses dying in 1918 to all of the laboratory recombinations and the reverse human engineerings that they're doing on to make these types of viruses literally affect human beings. We're looking at a time of great plagues, these end times are, but according to my friends and I, it's not the end times. Not if you have faith and trust. Not if you understand the technology of prayer. Not if you understand the power of the Creator within you to literally manifest your destiny divinely, with absolute certainty, with confidence that the steps, your steps, that is the steps of the right standing, the righteous, are ordered. That, yeah, you can walk through this period in history now where the great plagues strike, where there's wars and rumors of war, economic collapse, poverty. You can walk through that just like Psalm 91 has said, I've said dozens of times on the Inside Hour. 1,000 might be dying at your left, 10,000 at your right, but the reality is you carry the love of the Creator in confidence and spirit of faith in your Holy Spirit-filled temple, and particularly your heart that's vibrating in the clear channel broadcast frequency right to the Creator's heart, matching synchronously with the Creator's heartbeat is 528 hertz frequency of love. And you were created in that. That's the clear channel broadcast that's literally manifesting you right here, right now, as a musical creation. In essence, you're a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, like rain precipitates in from a small little nidus in the clouds, it precipitates and blesses the planet. Crystallization, crystals, the living crystals. Crystals are superconductors, like the quartz crystal and like the silicone chips in your computer. All this divine technology, the sacred geometry that facilitates resonant frequency transmission, all of that is what you are made of. And so a digital bio-holographic precipitation crystallization, miraculous. You're miraculous. Your creator's miraculous. You were created in the image and the vision and the love of the creator. So why would you not be able to do what Jesus said? You shall do more with it than what I have done. He produced miracle after miracle. Why can't you? If he said you shall do more than what I have done, and we admit that we're in the end times where there's wars and rumors of wars and great plagues that have struck, why not now? Why can't you do it now? The truth is that you can. You just got to wake up to who you really are. You got to come out of the trance. Come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. Come out of the lunacy and the hypocrisy, the insanity, the deception, that the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. It's not far away. It's not months away. It's not days away. It's not temporarily far off in time at all. It's right here, right now. You're part of it. You're in communion with it. That's what communion really is about. It's about communicating with the Creator. The angels of protection facilitate your presence, your actual beingness. Right here is protected, and you're given direction and counsel, as the righteous have always been, by angels of protection and guidance, to administer your destiny, the great service that you can provide. That's what this is about. The attachment to this earthly plane is only for virtually administering love, joy, love, in service. And so this concept now that we're not just in the end times, we're virtually now in the kingdom of heaven. And so my friends and I have decided that we're not going to even call it the end times anymore. We're not going to call it this negative view. We're not even going to call it the last act. We're going to call it the after party. This is the after party. You're celebrating or you're not celebrating this after party. And so that's what we've decided to do. We're going to be celebrating from here for the 42 months after we sing together this in beautiful harmony in 528 love frequency on June the 21st, 2009, coming up. It's only about 7 weeks away, folks. You've got to have it on your calendar. You've got to get your friends, your family. Go to the living water, wherever the living water is, wherever it flows, whether it's a river, whether it's a stream, whether it's an ocean or a lake, or whether it's one of the venues that you can join your brothers and sisters all over the world, and or just even at home, get a glass of water. If you're really unable to do anything else, get a glass of water or sit by your bathtub and sing and chant with us at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock East Coast time on June the 21st. It's going to be a in full, total, a 90-minute prayer. 9 minutes together. If you're going to be in the West Coast, either South America, West Coast of South America, or the West Coast of North America, it's at 6 o'clock Pacific time. For 9 minutes, we're all going to be literally chanting together in devout prayer to bring about lasting peace on earth, world health, the natural way, and universal prosperity. A lot of people have questioned, what does that mean, universal prosperity? It means prosperity in all ways. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else shall come to you. That means there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven that's going to come to you. There's no poverty. There's no disease or pestilence. The resources are there. It's all right there. It's a matter of creative consciousness and vision, creating from the image, the imagination, the creative internal technology, and heartfelt loving intention to create a better world. Not just for yourself, but for everybody else. You know, I don't know. I'm 57 years old. You're listening to somewhat of an old guy tonight. A lot of people have said, you don't look that old. Well, thank you. You're very, very kind. But the reality is I'm getting to be a wise elder at this stage in my career. And I can tell you that every miracle is possible. I have just witnessed over the last 2 years, Concert for the Living Word, without virtually any funding. I mean, I would say maybe about $30,000. Well, you know, folks, concerts, international events, typically, they cost about $3-4 million. Well, we didn't have that. But the one thing that we had was faith and trust in our Creator, because we knew we were administering a service that the Creator was asking us to provide. So with full faith and trust, Reverend Roxy Hampton, myself, Nadia Somer, all the wonderful people, Jim Law, Ambaya Martin in Sedona, where there's going to be a fabulous venue, Chaga Rinpoche, who's going to be one of the people who's saying the prayer. There's five or six groups tonight, folks, that are reaching out to the Dalai Lama. And if you have a religious favorite, a leader in a religious world who you'd like to invite, well, gee whiz, everyone should be represented, because we the people, all the 12 tribes of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, should be represented and will be represented. That's what the Bible talks about, the fulfillment of Revelation 14:1, where we're going to sing a new song and have everybody represented. And the miraculous manifestation of that vocal, unified projection of love into the living water, the superconductor, is going to expand that dramatically. And there's going to be a major shift happening in our body temples because of what's called resonance. If you don't know what the word resonance means and how it actually has a major relationship to what we're talking about, you might want to check out Dr. Masaru Emoto's beautiful presentations in his work. The Japanese water scientist, crystallographer, that's shown us the crystals of water that have messages and respond to prayer, that it has intelligence if it's responding to prayer and it changes its geometry, its sacred geometry, from the resonant frequency of your voice and your heart. You see it? Actually, you know, people all over the years have said to me about Jesus, you know, they say, you don't call him Jesus, you call him Yeshua. And I say, well, the truth of the matter is you can continue to call him Jesus if you want. I call him Yeshua to bring the full honor, the full measure of understanding and appreciation to what the message of the man, the God, Son of God, was all about. And you see, the name says it all. It says Yah saves. Jesus' name, Yeshua, means Yah saves. And, you know, I always said that despite you calling him Jesus, you know he's always been there. He always comes to you anyway. So he reads your heart. So rereading of the heart, how do you read somebody's heart? Well, you tune into that frequency. You set your radio tuner to a certain frequency, like BBS radio tonight. Or you dial in an address in your browser and you pick up this broadcast on BBS radio. I'm sorry, on love528tv.com. But the fact of the matter is we're tuning into that precisely by choice. And if you tune into love by choice, and if you play your music and you sing and you celebrate 528 frequency, which is love, then essentially that connects you directly to the Creator, directly to the kingdom of heaven, where you shall walk protected. Again, nothing missing, nothing broken there. So yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as the swine flu and the avian flu and the Spanish flu are coming to get you, they say, and you've got all of the hype and the media promotions of the fear and the intimidation so that you can get inoculated and vaccinated and polluted, and your Holy Spirit-filled temple can be degenerated so that you can be one less person on this planet that the population controllers have to deal with. So this is the time in history that there's going to be a mass depopulation, not so much even by the direction of the global industrialists. It's all happening because it's prophesied. It's the will and the Creator's you know, destiny for us to fulfill. Humanity, sadly, I guess it's sad, only learns by trauma, pain, loss. You know, you'll get whacked and you finally wake up and go, wow, okay, I get it. How I did that to myself. It's like Einstein said, there are no accidents. The word accident should be erased from the dictionary, said Einstein. So the reality is that everything is involved in a cybernetic feedback loop. It's involved in what you put out comes back. What you sow, so shall you reap. Judgment Day is now come to America and the world, because literally we've attached ourselves to pagan gods. Paganism. Even the church and the synagogue and the mosques have all sold out. That's what the great whore that's talked about in the book of Revelation is citing. It's the religious hypocrisy. And so that's the great whore that's falling with Babylon in the end times. And what's falling is the attachment to falsehoods. Yeshua said, beware, it is the traditions of men that make the word to no avail. Word is sound. Sound is frequency. The heart of love in the frequency realm is 528. You can't be in love when you're in hate. You can't be in love when you're in your ego, then judging. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. When you're in your ego mind, judging another person as inadequate to your expectations, or what you think. And this now deals with the Jews who say that they are the chosen ones, and only them and their God are the chosen ones. And it deals with the Christians who say, Jesus saves only, and unless you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you are doomed to rot in hell. And it talks about the Muslims that say that they're conducting a holy war for Allah, and the Jews should be buried. When you have that insanity, that lunacy, and that hypocrisy going on in your egoic left brain, you can't function in your heart mind. You can't function in this 528 loving realm that connects you to the Creator. So the counsel was there when Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Once you're connected to the kingdom of heaven in the musical mathematical matrix with love in your heart and frequency 528 resonating, uplifting you, then once you're there, you can march through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because fear is dissonance. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It is the egoic deception. It is the indoctrinations, and that's why he said the traditions of man make the word the truth, the resonant frequency, word sound. It makes this matrix of heaven unavailable to you. So come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her lunacy, her insanity, her hypocrisy, and her toxicity. Come out of that. Wake up. You've had a nightmare. It's called politics and Babylonian hypocrisy on planet Earth. All you have to do is look at what's going on television, and it's time to shut the TVs off. There's enough now programming, and I use that word in quotes, programming. There's enough good broadcasting right now on the internet to set you free. You don't need mainstream media television any longer. There's a lot of wonderful, great information, such as what's being broadcast right here, right now, on BBS and love528tv.com. So let me give you a toll-free number to call in with questions or comments. I hope that our technology is operating successfully and you'll be able to connect with me tonight. The telephone number to call VBS Radio is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Speak to Seth in engineering. Seth will put you through. So the concept now, getting back to this notion that the truth shall set you free and that you can walk successfully, safely, and creatively in this musical mathematical matrix of certainty, where you're connected with the boss, where you're doing the boss's will, not yours, and that the miracles are happening. Because if it's something that you're missing, well, guess what? It's not your problem. It's the boss's problem. Give it to the boss. Yes, hi. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Who's calling?
Oh, hello. This is Emily from British Columbia, Canada.
Well, Emily, welcome to the Insight Hour. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. I want to thank you, Dr. Horowitz, for all the work you're doing with the Living H2O project. I just found out about it a day or two ago, and I'm so excited to be involved in this. You know, you talk about the living waters and the sacred geometry and how elements can change in the body and according to, like, our goodly intentions, like our prayers, and even if we take elements into our body, such as the oxysilver, and all of that makes sense to me. But I have a question specifically about, I hope this isn't too off topic, but it's about chemtrails. Now, I've noticed
chemtrails.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes, no? Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to reiterate your question a little bit for the listening audience tonight. We've got a little technical problem. I think you're coming in a little low for most people to be able to pick up. So let me just share your question with everyone. It has to do with both the chemtrails and the preparation of our body temples so that we can withstand this onslaught of both petrochemical as well as electromagnetic radiations. Is that right?
That's exactly what I was going to ask, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for asking that question. That's a great blessing for everyone. Okay, so the question is how to prepare, because that's what we're engaging right now. The preparation of our Holy Spirit-filled temples in all ways so that we can be optimally connected to the Creator and literally sustained in that love. And by the way, folks, this concept, you know, it's even been played up in history books and in Hollywood. You know, there was a film not so long ago called Pulp Fiction, where bullets went through John Travolta and this fellow that he was working the crime scenes with, and suddenly it changed their lives. And for this co-star with Travolta, he changed his whole occupation. He became spiritual because he had this amazing experience of having bullets go through him. Well, you know, this, I've lived that. I know that's possible. I know that at least half of you listening tonight have had the experience of dying or coming close to death, where you suddenly go into this altered state of consciousness and time-space warp, where things get a little etheric and crystalline-like, and time seems to go in slow motion, and you're not in pain, and you're not even in fear at that moment. You're in this little cocoon, which demonstrates for at least half of you how much our Creator loves us. Because you see, at the potential impact, when it could be the most traumatic and painful moment of your life, at that very instant, there's a shift in consciousness, an experience whereby you're protected in this divine, loving cocoon. Just like you would never want to have your children sustain any injury, you'd want to have them protected eternally. That's exactly what our Creator wants of us. So how do we then see this body, spirit-filled temple that has this capacity to experience this extended realm of consciousness, uplift into this, which is a virtual rapture? I mean, the whole concept of rapture is the spirit coming up and connecting with the Creator and sustaining us beyond the physical. So this is really my best advice with regard to understanding what rapture is all about. It's happening right now. The question is, how do you prepare your body for it? The answer is, every way possible, but I don't mean that flippantly. Focus, number one, on faith and trust. Focus on the power of prayer. Seek, and ye shall find. Ask, and ye shall receive. ask the Creator, number one, start with the prayer that says, Creator, please show me everything I need to do to be perfect in your sight. Show me everything I need to do to uplift my service to you and humanity, to get to the point where I can be optimally beneficial to you and humanity. So that literally, that's what the beginning suggestion is. Now, in terms of the things that you should put into your Holy Spirit-filled temple, here is the most important advice. You have to understand the Spirit. You have to understand that Spirit is energy. You have to understand that energy includes resonant frequency. We talked about love, the spirit of love, the power of love. But I want to talk about the primary carrier of energy throughout the entire universe, which is in the water, which is in the hydrogen in the water, H2O, hydrogen. The entire universe is a piezoelectric matrix evolving. What do I mean by that? You know, you might study chemistry, physics, and electricity. And biochemistry involves electrons, movement. If you look at the electrical lights that are on in your room right now, or even the flow of this broadcast signal over the radio waves or over the television, I have to let you know that it's completely dependent on one thing and one thing only. Electrons. The electrons are flowing through the copper wires. They're illuminating the lights. And that those electrons source from only one place. H2O, the living God. So the hydrogens, you know, if you study chemistry, you know much about healing. And this is what's literally part of miraculous healing. I wrote about this in the book, Healing Celebration, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, where you understand five steps, detoxification, deacidification, or alkalinization. Those two steps, the detoxification is mostly depends on water. Getting rid of the toxins in your body relies on water. The deacidification or alkalinization is all about the parts hydrogen or pH of your body chemistry and the water and foods that you're drinking and eating. And so pH, what happens in the chemistry is it turns the hydrogen in water, the chemical reaction that puts water together is H plus plus O minus gives you H2O. So H plus has lost an electron. Now this is a long-winded explanation of how to prepare your body chemistry to be optimally effective in communing divinely. So you want to look at electrons. You want to look at what it is, particularly the water. Now what I'm using and I highly recommend for you is called Love Minerals. Love Minerals at HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com is one of the co-sponsors of the Insight Hour, this program tonight. And it has been, if you've been listening to me over the airways all these years, Healthy World Store, your purchases therein that has sustained us. So thank you. So this concept that Love Minerals is different. How is it different from any other mineral out there? Why would I be taking this and recommending this to you? Because they come from our beloved brother, Medicine Wolf, who is our chief formulator for Healthy World right now. And what Dr. Medicine Wolf, as a five-time doctor, he's got three medical degrees, MDs, in different fields, actually, besides being a native elder and wise man and holy healer, medicine man from the native populations and the Iroquois population. Besides all that, he has a degree, a PhD in biophysics, and used to be one of our government's chief experts in this field. And his work in biophysics deals with something called Ormes energy. You might have heard of that, Ormes or Ormus. Some people call it Ormus. A lot of people are talking about it. What does it mean? Orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements. So orbitally rearranged is dealing with the electrons that are in orbit around the single atom of this particular element. And if you understand the way the universe works, which my brother Medicine Wolf does, just like I'm sharing with you tonight, if you want to get in touch with the energy flow of love, you have to understand that you can actually connect with that from your heart and also bring it into your foods. You know, water. You know, Dr. Emoto showed us if we pray over water with our hands, with heartfelt loving intention, the structure changes. What's changing is the electron spin and the manner in which the resonant frequency of love is getting imparted into the water, the creative juice. So energy frequency deals with sound and light signaling, and light and sound are all transmitted based on water. And the changes in the electrons are vital. So pH, this is why I recommend, for example, if you go online to the Healthy World store, there's pH adjusting products. There's water machines. There's Alkalife. The best Alkalife is great. 2 drops in an 8-ounce glass turns it from pH of 7 to pH of 8. It makes you more alkalized. The easiest way, if you're living in a tropical environment such as Florida or California or Hawaii or elsewhere where they have fresh citrus, you can take fresh squeezed lemon and lime that has a lot of calcium in it, and you can squeeze that because calcium combines with water to form calcium hydroxide, which is a buffer. It also alkalizes the body. Tonight, because I'm broadcasting from California, for dinner tonight I had about a half a watermelon, one of those smaller size watermelons. Watermelon is a pH of 8. It's an alkalizing and good fruit for fasting. For that reason, there's a lot of water and it's alkalizing. Cayenne pepper, that is an alkalizing agent. I highly recommend the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. Stanley Burroughs was a brilliant naturopathic doctor who recommended people take cayenne pepper spiked lemonade to alkalize their body chemistry. Now, if your body chemistry is alkalized, then you can literally have this energetic communications optimally flowing. That's what causes the elimination of diseases, of chronic ailments. If you understand all chronic ailments, contemporary illnesses, the bad ones, cancer, the autoimmune diseases, the neurological impairments, all of those diseases depend on primarily the intoxication, the acidification of your body chemistry. So with acid, which is associated primarily with the lifestyle risks, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat, those are the risk factors for chronic disease and cancer. Dying early. Why? Because those lifestyles, lacking water, lacking alkalization, makes your body become a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryos, all of these things that are polluting our bloodstreams. You talk about chemtrails. This, in essence, I gave a presentation on the radio earlier today from Los Angeles, talked about also chemtrails. What is it doing? What are chemtrails there for? Well, it's primarily a chemical intoxication. In essence, what chemtrails are all about is it is a part of a covert operation for depopulation, intoxication of chemicals and heavy metals. There's aluminum, barium, there's a variety of chemtrail spray elements that are causing us to have our immune systems taxed when you're chemically polluted and heavy metal intoxicated. Not only do your nerves not operate right, and not only do you sustain neurological damage and memory loss and those types of symptoms and diseases, but you get literally the immune system degradation that facilitates infectious diseases growing in your body. So if you want to make a population susceptible to the flu, you hit them with spray from chemtrails, or you release the pesticides like they do have been doing in the urban areas for West Nile virus. This is a spraying intoxication of the population that causes the immune system to be degraded so that people develop opportunistic infections, just like you see in AIDS patients. When the patient becomes so sick with HIV and associated challenges, they then develop secondary and tertiary infections because the immune system is whacked. It can't respond. Now, let me take one step further, going back to this issue that we talked about earlier, this concept of you being in sync with the Creator, divine, knowing that this is who you are and where you come from and where we're going, home, where the heart is, love, in divine communion. You know, your immune system is working as a metaphor for self-esteem. How so? Well, because, you know, the immune system functions to identify the difference between you and not you. The difference between your own host cell proteins, your own cells, and a foreign virus or bacteria protein. And it mounts an immune response. When it sees that it's not you, it attacks it and destroys it naturally by the design of our Creator. That's inherent immunity. It's not drug or petrochemical pharmaceutical toxicity or induction of immunity chemically. It is a spiritual phenomenon primarily. You know, my grandfather, who died at age 93, is a perfect example of that. When they did the autopsy, what killed this man, they wanted to find out because he died so fast. I've told this story on a couple different of my DVDs. And he died because he wanted to go, because they took his beloved Betty, his wife, away from him. They put her in a nursing home, and he told my father and my uncle, he says, if you do this, I'm going to die. He died in 2 weeks. And when they did the autopsy, they found that his whole body was riddled with cancer. The surgeon came up from the morgue and said to my father, Mr. Horowitz, I can't understand for the life of me how this man could have lived for the last 20 years. Every bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer. But this was a man, you see, who had a mission, a service orientation. He loved his wife. His whole life was about living and caring and sharing for Betty and serving the Creator. This was a man who was an Orthodox Jew. He absolutely 3 hours a day would never miss it. 3 hours a day, three times a day, prayed devoutly with the whole nine yards, got all dressed up, the prayer shawls, the skull cap, bound his wrist and bound his forehead with the scriptures. That's how into the creative honoring and prayer this man was. And you see what kept him alive were those two simple things. And I've told this time and time again, there's not going to be a bacteria, virus, anything going to get you before your time if you are doing the same thing. If you're praising the Creator, communing with the Creator, having faith and trust in the Creator, and have a purpose in life to share and care for another human being or other human beings in a meaningful way. That is the prescription for longevity and divine unity and direction. So this concept of how is this miracle administered? If you know who you are, if you know this divine essence and the divine presence within you, then your immune system knows who it is and who it's not. So that's why immunity is a metaphor for self-esteem or vice versa. And that this is the concept of how you prepare yourself is both spiritual and biospiritual. It's both metaphysical in the spiritual sense that deals with these issues of faith and trust and the power of heartfelt loving prayer and devotion to a greater cause and service. And it's also, how do you optimally prepare your own body? Because, you know, I've said it a million times, that unless you're healthy, how are you going to serve out anybody else optimally? If you're degenerated and literally dependent on anyone for, you know, other things, then you're limited in what you can actually administer yourself in terms of a loving service. So the concept that you do have to take care of your temple, and how do you do that? Well, the knowledge in the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, is a great way to start. You start by learning the five steps. Detoxification, alkalinization, step two. Boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically, step number three. Oxygenation, step number four. And bioenergetics, step number five. Every single one of those steps deal with the power and glory of the living God in us and around us, called water. And so this is where you begin. You understand water, and that's what Live H2O, the concert for the living water, is all about too. It's edification of the congregation. It is the understanding that we can administer a service and an educational uplift in our brothers and sisters globally so that we can wake up to who we are versus who we are not. We're not a dumbed-down, mind-controlled slave of the Illuminati. We're not literally the slaves to the popping magic pills paradigm. You know, we're just not there anymore. And anybody that's still there, well, God bless them. You know, you, like Reverend Roxy says, it's time. You got to choose in or you got to choose out. And those of us that are choosing in to literally celebrating at this point, this new paradigm shift, which is the heartfelt, joyful way to go. And it's also the way to go in music. You know, when you consider preparation, again, spiritually, I would be urging you to administer the most powerful form of healing on the planet. And that is your own voice in operatic or at least tones, toning and chanting with heartfelt loving intention and prayer. That I've said also on this program previously and in lectures that the best, most powerful of all of the hands-on healers that I've ever worked with, those people who have, in my own body, had a tremendous, powerful impact, and I'm going to end tonight here, they sang. They literally used their own hands-on healing and prayer and voices to resonate my body to health. So I have seen that work. It definitely works. And I want to thank you for your phone call tonight. And I want to tell you to stay tuned to BBS Radio, because coming up on the inside, beyond the inside hour, is Evident Footprints with Don Nikoloff. You certainly want to tune in to our brother Don sharing with you from his heart likewise. Coming in to the inside hour tonight, thanks so much for joining us. Talk with you again next Tuesday night, same time, same place, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 midnight. Check out OxySilver.com. It's got a lot of love in it, and the electrons are spinning powerfully in OxySilver, which is beyond administering immunity against infectious diseases. It's administering the love of the Creator. Bless you. Thanks so much. Good night.